This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, lawmakers usher in the 117th Congress today, and the U.S. House of Representatives elects a new speaker. Democratic incumbent Nancy Pelosi is running unopposed. A member must receive 50% of the vote, plus one, to assume the role. The 116th Congress closes, having gone through a government shutdown, the impeachment trial of a president, and the deadliest pandemic in a century. And looking to the week ahead, control of the U.S. Senate will be determined on Tuesday when voters in the state of Georgia head to the polls in two Senate runoff elections. The outcome will have implications for President-elect Joe Biden's agenda. Two Democrats will need to defeat two incumbent Republicans for Mr. Biden's party to take control of the Senate. So far, over 3 million early votes have been cast in Georgia. And the new U.S. Congress meets Wednesday to officially count the votes cast by the Electoral College. There are 306 votes for incumbent President Joe Biden, and 332 for President Donald Trump. And then we move forward to the inauguration, which is on January 20th. Another Scottish independence referendum should not take place for a generation, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Sunday. His words came as Scotland's leader renewed calls for a fresh vote in the wake of Brexit. Johnson told the BBC that referendums aren't jolly events, don't unify nations, and should thus be only held once a generation. And India's drug regulator said Sunday it had given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines. Both vaccines are being produced in India. This is VOA News. Rescue workers have uncovered a fifth body 4 days after a landslide buried homes near Norway's capital, police said on Sunday, as the search continues for five people still missing. The tragedy occurred in the early hours of Wednesday when houses were destroyed and shifted hundreds of meters under a rush of mud at the village of Ask, 25 kilometers northeast of Oslo. About 1,000 people have been evacuated out of a local population of 5,000 because of fears for the safety of their homes as the land continues to move. Search and rescue teams have been using sniffer dogs, helicopters, and drones in a bid to find survivors. The Norwegian Water Resources and Energy Directorate said the disaster was a quick clay slide. Quick clay is a sort of clay found in Norway and Sweden that can collapse and turn to fluid whenever stressed. Japanese media say a 29-year-old man has been arrested after allegedly breaking into the Tokyo residence of Japan's emperor. The man, who has not been named, reportedly spent 2 hours in the residence before being discovered. Fuji News Network reported that the intruder got in through the entrance gate of the guest house, which was not guarded at the time. The man reportedly told police that he wanted to meet members of the imperial family. There's no word on whether he succeeded at that goal, but police said no one was injured in the incident. A new requirement for U.S. shell companies aims to close down a major avenue for global money laundering and tax evasion. The Corporate Transparency Act was included in the U.S. Defense Appropriations Bill passed into law by Congress late Friday. Lawmakers passed the measure by overriding President Donald Trump's veto, a first for his presidency. The law requires the disclosure of the owners of shell companies that have been used in the past to hide billions of dollars. Owners must be disclosed to the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. While the law requires only that they disclose themselves to federal authorities and not the general public, transparency advocates say it's a huge step against those investors who have previously been unable to use shell companies to launder their suspect wealth through the world's largest economy. The United Nations estimates that $800 billion to $2 trillion is laundered through the global financial system every year. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you now to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.